I'm not going to drink it this time. This time it's just you.
Ruining it.
Hello and welcome to the Power Cycle Podcast. I am Jack Barron.
And I'm Mike Knowles.
And this is episode 5.
That's correct this time. Good, you remembered.
I got it right this time. So, in exciting news, there is a new Xbox coming down the line.
Yes.
Being touted as the world's most powerful console.
Hold on. Let me confirm this real quick. You can keep talking. Let's confirm.
So, I don't even know how one determines the world's most powerful console. So, from what I'm reading, and I have opening here on my computer, is that it just has the most processing power. This thing is doing 4K gaming.
Hold on, I think they might be liars. PS4 was also marketed as the world's most powerful console.
Was it really?
Yes.
Oh, now this.
Someone's lying here. I don't know who.
Well, now, so do you think
Smug John is smug?
Do you think that Microsoft should even market their console like this? I feel like, you know, if the PS4 might be able to do that because I think it's a good console out of the gate. You know, people liked it. It was doing all those things that kind of Xbox got wrong. It was doing, I remember the whole game sharing thing, you know, always on. PS4 is like, perfect, well, let's do all those things that Xbox is doing. We'll do the opposite.
Sure.
So people will like us. So if you're Xbox and you're coming out of the gate saying, you know, this Scorpio is going to be the best thing since sliced bread, you know, you have an Xbox One, I have an Xbox One. How do you feel about it?
I mean, like, hardware-wise it is, absolutely.
Yeah, but I mean, like, that's because it has the hardware. Like, do you think it's just going to be, okay, that's it. It's just going to work.
Oh, I mean, like, no one knows because we don't have enough information yet. We only have the hardware specs. The theory right now is that they're going to be having some sort of, like, mini event, like, did it for the Xbox One.
Mm-hmm.
And then E3 will be specific. That'll be about, like, services and how it, like, works. Like, if there's a new homepage and guide, that'll be shown off, etc. If there's, like, VR capabilities, they'll talk about that there and stuff like that. Which is not every talking point about it. But, like, then they're going to show all the games and stuff at E3.
Okay. I'm thinking,
which is why also they're moving their press conference to a different day that's not the same day as Sony.
Okay, interesting. So I'm like thinking about it. Obviously, you know, with the Xbox One, there's all the talk of what's it going to look like. You know, when the Xbox One came out, there's all the speculation of what it was going to be. Now for the Scorpio, do you think it's just going to, I feel like there's not as much because like, they're like, okay, it's going to be like the Xbox One, but like Xbox One 2. Like that's what they're gonna call it.
Yeah,
Xbox,
yeah.
One. Like the Xbox Elite. One. Yeah, Xbox Elite. Yeah.
Like the 360, and they had the Elite.
So do you think it's gonna look? I know we had mentioned it last episode of possibly going discless. Yeah, how are you feeling about that?
Well, I think there's definitely no. It's having a disc player because it has HD Blu-ray, whatever. Okay. Like the upgraded Blu-ray is that even Sony owns a proprietary thing to, but is in the PS4 Pro for some reason. It has that, so it definitely has disc capabilities. That would be like the slim down model. So the big thing with this one that I'm getting out of this is that they really want to, they're not trying to convert people. Like that's what the Xbox S is for.
Okay.
It's to get new people on because that's the cheap entry model. This is trying to play to the people who are committed to the Xbox brand and say, here is your, like, PS4 is offering you a better hardware experience. You have a reason to go to PS4. Stay with us. Here is your better hardware experience with this. You're an Xbox guy and you have the extra minus shot. Like, here is your, like, full Xbox experience because you're dedicated to this platform and you have the money to shell out together. It's like, it's the same people who have, like, the deluxe controllers that have, like, the back pedals that are, like, an extra $40 and stuff like that. Like, that's who this is marketed to, really.
Okay, so you don't think, like, you know, me and you have Xbox Ones. You know, the original one. Like, you got day one, right?
Didn't you? It's right there. Yeah. It's connecting everything.
And I got mine, you know, a few weeks into it. Do you think you'll be getting it? Do you think this is marketed towards us? I know you're saying there is like the Xbox fanboys, so, but for those of us who do have Xboxes and are kind of like, ah,
oh, yeah, Xbox One, it depends on the price range and how much of a trade-in you get like towards it. Obviously, considering mine is the base entry model that came out like first year, if they give me a really good trade-in price on that thing, then I'll definitely trade it in. But it really depends on what the main thing is. So there's estimates they're saying it'll be like $700. Like I think they really want to hit $500, like even if it's a bigger loss, just because like they want to like really push it. It really depends. We don't know what their plan is yet. And that's the thing. All we have is the knowledge that this is coming, and we have the specs, but what we don't know is what their vision for the console is. Until we know that, it's really hard to say. If their vision for the console is that they think they can convert people with this, which I think is ludicrous, that they think that's what it is to directly get people just buy this. I mean, if that's it, then that's a whole other game plan they're going for. But I think it's really for it's actually for two things. So it's for enticing the dedicated fan base to upgrade, so it gets you more money. And it like it's stay like if you get an Xbox Scorpio, you are absolutely not also buying a PlayStation 4 okay. unless you already bought one. Like, so it means like you either did get converted or you're not buying a PlayStation, which is good because it keeps you in the ecosystem. The follow up to that is also, if the specs are this good and they perform as well as they're being toted around for doing, what it does then is that it shows off games at their highest capacity. So now whenever you're marketing games in general for Xbox, you're going to use this gameplay footage, you're going to use those specs from the Xbox, Scorpio, and yada yada. You're going to use also use that to entice people to make games for the Xbox division. Then now when people, customers, see those ads and see those like write-ups on those, they'll buy the Xbox S because they can't afford that, and they'll just like connect that to being like, oh, the Xbox performs like this.
Okay, and I know when the Xbox One was being shown at E3, it was marketed as almost as if this was the new entertainment. I remember them plugging in. You're plugging in your cable. You're yeah. plugging in all these different
things. I never figured out how to do that with this.
Yeah, I did it one time, and I didn't even use it. Like, so it did all of these things, and they were marketing as, you know, this is going to be the big entertainment system. This is yeah. what you're going to use.
Football!
Yeah. Like, you're going to use it to watch TV. You're going to use it to watch movies. You're going to use it for everything.
I think, couldn't you get detailed, like if you had like the, if you're watching football, like I remember this was in the press conference.
Yes.
You could watch football, and then while you're watching football, you could see like diagrams of the exact plays they were running, like while they're like, yeah. it was a huge thing, and I was like, who wants this? No, my dad who would love that feature is not interested in buying an Xbox.
That's what I'm
like,
saying. And I remember when they were showing off the whole snap function, which I don't think I ever figured out how to use properly. Like, I remember it was like you could play a game, and you can have this app on the side.
Yeah, which, you can snap any of the apps, yeah.
Which I don't
I've watched Netflix and played a game at the same time.
Really? Okay, yeah. I don't think I've ever snapped. I think I snapped to
it's not Skype. Great. It's useful for, like, very niche circumstances.
Yeah.
The biggest one being the game DVR. Like, you want to activate game DVR before they did the newest update, which I think actually works a lot better. That was the best way to do it. You snap it to the side. You start it. You double tap off. You can see it's still recording. You can, like, see all that information while you're playing the game, then tap it again to snap back and stop the recording.
And so the Xbox, so going back to that, the Xbox One is meant to do all of these things. Do you yep. think so? And I remember the PS4 is like, okay, the Xbox One does all that. Well, think about all the great games you're going to have on the PlayStation, all the great gaming. And Xbox is having this all around conference at E3, which is just for gaming in general. They're showing off all these other things,
yeah.
which I wasn't watching it for. Now, do you think the Scorpio, they're going to come out with it and be like, now, this is your all-around device? Or are they coming out of the gate going,
I don't think so.
This is a gaming device. We're going back to what we know. This is what we're doing.
Yeah, I mean, like, it doesn't... Nothing... I mean, again, like, it's hard to speculate with just the specs. With the specs they're releasing, it shows that the only other thing they care about is, like, movies, which is fine. Like, you can, like, talk about, oh, it plays HD 4K Blu-ray. Like, that's something that's fine, because also the disc you're using to make quality games, like, are basically the same thing, so that's fine. I mean, I want to say I hope we learn from it. I mean, I think Xbox could one day be that machine. It just wasn't marketed correctly. It wasn't toted to the right people. It wasn't priced correctly. It's really hard to say. I mean, like, I think the new, like, leadership over at Xbox knows what they're doing.
I'll say,
I believe whatever their plan is probably well, concise, and ready to be executed correctly
this time. I mean, I will say I think Phil Spencer is the only Xbox person I've ever known the name of. Like,
yeah, I've never known any other guy.
Yeah, like, I know, like, when he comes out, I know who he is. Like, he's always excited. Like, I think he's someone that I can't remember the first time I saw him, but the moment I did, I was like, oh, this guy's a bit more excited.
He's like Todd Howard.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, you know, like Todd Howard's like the game dev that everyone knows.
Exactly.
And he is like the console guy everyone knows. Except for, like, Miyamoto, because, like, that's much bigger than himself.
And I do think, from what I've seen from Phil, even when Phil was marketing the Xbox One is his all-around device, I think there was this innate understanding.
Well, he was there.
Yeah, he definitely was.
He just got there. Yes, like, he had to execute on that plan. That's right, yeah.
Yeah,
it wasn't his plan. I remember him on that stage, and I remember, like, thinking to myself, I was with my friends in at tech class when they were doing it. We were watching it in class. I just looked at him, like, he looks like he was super awkward up there. Like, I don't think he was ever, like, I think he always knew that was going to flop, to be honest.
I think so, a little part of me, too, because I remember reading articles when, because I think the Xbox One was just like an example of poor marketing. Because I think every idea that they had, like the always on, the like, unshareable games and stuff like that. Like, it all, the way they said it was just, it's marketed poorly because people were writing articles saying like, no, like they're going, this is innovative, like this is going to change things. Yeah. Like, they're saying how if you do that, like if you make them download only, that like updates could be free, like DLC, like all these different things could happen. But then there are, they didn't say that.
I don't think it was. I mean, I think it was that they. So first of all, people just obviously weren't ready for this. That wasn't their fault entirely. People just obviously, and like we talked about last week.
Yeah, exactly.
People still aren't ready for this list and for all digital. I don't know why. I mean, I know some reasons why, like infrastructure for internet. But they just assumed their audience was smart enough to understand. Like, I don't think, like, here's the one thing. Like, people give, like, you're correct. People give them a lot of shit because, like, oh, they explain it right. But it's yeah. like, they for once, unlike Sony, unlike Nintendo, we're like, we're not going to hold your hand. We're going to expect that you guys are gamers. You understand this industry maybe better than we do because we just build the shit. We don't, not all of us here actually play it. Most of us are just engineers and we just like build like, yeah. devices. And we're going to expect that you're going to understand what this means and what the implications are. And instead, everyone's just like, aah! So like, I mean,
yeah, and I remember when I was talking to a lot of my friends about it, they're like, oh, I'm never buying an Xbox again. You know, why can't I share my games? I sat there and oh my, I can't remember the last time I gave someone my games. Like, that used to be how it was when I was like, you know, 10. Yeah. And like, therefore, whenever
but
I
got. But now all your games are multiplayer games, so everyone just has the same copy.
Yeah, exactly. Play with each other. They're like, oh man, I don't buy. Like, if I do buy a single player game, A, most of my friends don't play single player games. They're not into that style of gaming. And B, like, I don't think there's any friend group out there where, like, one of their friends is like, okay, I'll buy this game, we all share it. You buy this game, we all share it. Yeah. Like you're buying Overwatch, you're buying these... most games are multiplayer. Like, that's yep. what you're playing with your friends anyway. You need a game to all play together. And B, if it is a single-player game, you can share. I can give you the disc, and or we can share Xboxes. Like, there are plans in place, but if I share a game with someone, I'm sharing it with one person or two. Like, I've never, there's no game I've ever
owned. Yeah, it's not making, like, the gambit of, like, your entire school.
Yeah, like, there's never a game I owned in my life, even with N64, ever, where I was, like, giving it to more than two people. Like, I might have given it to two, maybe, like, a Call of Duty game or something like that, my mm-hmm. older games. But today, no, I would never, like, me and my buddy, our Xboxes are linked, and that's it. But I've never needed a
Lucky
game since.
Lucky you.
Yeah. And I think that's a great idea. When our friend buys a game, we get it. We buy a game, we get it. And it's great, and that's the relationship you needed. But when PS4 is like, this is how we share games, and he gives a disc to each other, I'm like, okay, I know what you're doing, Sony. It's you're missing the point of what Xbox
it's
is
cute.
Doing. Yeah, and I think I do agree. I think Xbox did make that error of going, let's do something innovative. Let's take this next step. Let's try and do something different and, you know, advance the industry. And everyone said, nah, don't do that.
Like, Microsoft was trying to be, like, Apple for once. Where, like, back in the day, Apple was like, hard stance, we're going all USB.
Yeah.
Like, everything's going USB. We're getting rid of, like, the other ports. It's just going to be USB and FireWire, because FireWire was a proprietary thing. Mm-hmm. So they had to, you know. But, like, I think it's proprietary to Apple, right? I want to say it is.
Yeah, FireWire. What if I use Final Cut and stuff like that? It lasts for FireWire
yeah.
and stuff like that.
So, yeah. So, like, and then you, for the better of the industry, they pushed everything forward. I think, again, that's what Microsoft was doing, but I agree that in a lot of ways, it wasn't ready. Mostly, again, I think to, again, internet, like, infrastructure. Like, I think the infrastructure was not in place. Free and untoted internet was still, like, on the back burner of issues. And now, even when it is one of the biggest issues, people don't give a shit about it, who can actually make change.
I think Xbox, in Games with Gold, Xbox did that before Sony, correct?
Yes.
If I'm wrong. Yeah, and yep. I remember that came out, and I...
Sony didn't do it until they started charging for their PS1.
Yeah, and I also think as well, I've noticed this as well, is do you need to... I'm trying to think as well, because this might be an Xbox thing. Do you still need gold to play online?
Yes.
Okay, because me and my...
Maybe you can use, like, Netflix.
Okay, because I know me and my friend must... Because I want to make... Because I share an Xbox.
If you have one account on your Xbox that has gold...
Then you're fine.
Every account on the Xbox
okay,
has
that's
access.
That's what it was. Okay, because yeah. I haven't bought gold in, like, ages. My mm-hmm. friend keeps buying it. I wasn't sure if that was something that I had missed. I've been doing that for literally...
That was one of the really good things at the end of high school for me, too, was that my little brother just started playing, like not... Not that he played real video games, but he was like, you still play Nintendo. I was like, I'm going to play FIFA and stuff like that. I want to play with my friends. I'm like, all right, you can play on the Xbox One because I have gold. You can have your own account now.
Exactly. And so I think with the Scorpio, again, I think what they're doing is with this focus on the hardware is they're trying to undo that. I think they're trying to coax back in those gamers that they may have lost or the people who looked at the Xbox One, because I remember that a big issue was the Xbox One was not nearly as powerful as the PS4. Mm-hmm. And people were like, what are you doing, Xbox? Like, you put all this effort into making my TV on my Xbox when I already have a camera. Yeah,
everything was just really half-assed.
Yeah.
Like they put, like, 10% into everything. And like, they put, like, 10% into 10 different things when they really need to put, like, 70% into, like, one thing, like gaming, and put it, like, diversify everything else and let that grow as it would. Like, instead of letting things grow naturally and, like, features like Madden TV, whatever that was called, or like all the other features they wanted, instead of like just putting them out there and let them grow as you see the adoption rate of that feature, they're just like, nah, we're just gonna shove everything into it. It's like starting a YouTube channel and just like throwing infinite money into like the whole thing,
yeah,
and not knowing what your audience is or what your audience wants yet, and just assuming that they're going to accept it, well, instead of like starting at the bare bottom and building up as you see what they react to.
Well, I saw that even in the beginning. I remember when I first bought my Xbox. And I sat down, I was like, okay, I'm going to play this game, and I had to install it. I was like, okay, fine, I'll install this game as whatever. And I remember I looked at it, and the game was like 50 gigs. I said, what the heck? Like, that's a half, like, quarter of my hard drive. And like, I remember I was just sitting there going, if you're going to make me install my game, why would you give me a 200 gigabyte hard drive? Which I'm seeing here is a terabyte. That should have been there, I think, from the beginning. That would have been a huge, like, they was like, okay, let's cut out that, you know, TV part. Let's make a terabyte hard drive. That would have been game-changing.
Yeah.
But like, terabyte hard drive, install all your games, and then you're fine.
The other thing, though, was that you have to remember that Microsoft doesn't make the games.
True.
So what happened was once the option to allow installs went down on it, went out to all the publishers, they're like, oh, we can buy cheaper discs with less space and just send all that data through.
Oh, because
they don't have a cap for us.
Yeah, because basically the disc.
Yeah, like, so that wasn't really Microsoft's
fault. The disc is like a key you put in, and then the Xbox goes, oh, okay, you definitely own the game. You went to the store and bought it. Or in some way, you bought this game.
And that's the other thing, is that, like, we're not in a world where, like, because, like, we're, like, again, like, I would say, like, the oldest generation of people that know modern gaming, except for people who, like, are in the industry and, like, have jobs, or, like, are, like, YouTubers and stuff like that, are, like, I would say 30, maybe 35.
Mm-hmm.
They are, and those people, like, will understand digital downloads still, and like in mass quantity. Right now, I think still, if you're having like a 40-year-old like mom or dad, and or like a grandparent, and you have like a 12-year-old kid, and they're like, I want the new Mario Kart. If they go to a store and they can't just look for a disc and they have to look for like a download pass, then I can understand that.
Oh, I agree. I mean, I see that all the time with my mom when, you know, she remembers going to GameStop. She's like, how am I gonna go to GameStop anymore and buy games? And I go, oh, well, I just download them. She goes, well, what do you mean? I go, I just buy them off of the store.
Marketplace.
Off the marketplace. There's this whole little store. I just grab them right off and put on my Xbox. And I have to go to the store again. And even when she's watching me, like, go back and forth between, like, apps. Like, I'll go from gaming to Netflix and Netflix back to the game where I was and all that stuff. You know, she's very impressed by all of that. But at the same time, you know, if, again, half of the games I think I've ever gotten in my life were bought by someone else who had to give like a very detailed
map. Who are older map, and don't understand.
Like a very detailed map of where they are going, where in the story must
this
walk
is exactly
to.
How you spell it because this word doesn't exist.
Yeah, like I'm like, do not ask for used to get new. Yeah. Like, do not let them sell you anything. And so I think as well, you know, maybe that's what Xbox is doing. Xbox is, you know, looking at this generation. They're going, you know what? Okay, we're not trying to sell this to mom and dads. You know, the Xbox One isn't being bought by them. You know, they're going to buy a Nintendo Switch for their children. The Xbox market, I think, has always been people like us who are like, we want a gaming console. We don't want to put our TV in. Like, that's not what we're using it for. If we wanted that, we would have bought a cable box. And then that was also in the hype of like Netflix too. Like, that was in, like,
also,
the midst
of
Netflix.
On a side note of that, the fact that PlayStation still did it better by offering their own cable subscription service,
which my apartment uses.
No, dude, does it?
Yes, PlayStation View, right?
Yeah.
Right.
I think so. I don't
know. We do not have cable. That's what we use. We use PlayStation. We pay for that.
All right.
So, which, and I have an Xbox.
Is it good? How's the service? Is it like, is it actually good? Or?
It is. I'm trying to think of how it works.
I know it's like limited options.
Yeah, you get a certain number of channels, but it isn't. I'm trying to think of how it works. It's kind of like there's, because it's not TV you're watching. I think it's almost like they're streaming it. Like, it's
no,
almost,
it's like it's streaming long. The channel.
Yeah, but it's really weird when you're surfing through.
Oh yeah, yeah, sure. The like, interface. Well, it's a proprietary interface. Probably,
yeah,
so.
it's really interesting. Like, because it's almost like you're watching TV.
But what's like how like connect like quality wise?
I like,
and selection wise.
I mean, it's like you're watching TV. You wouldn't even know.
All right.
Like I think we have TV half the time. Like, just because we just put it on, but it is very interesting.
This TV? No, this is PlayStation. Oh,
yeah.
So TV? No, PlayStation.
So I think, you know, does Xbox have to go down that path? Do they have to copy that? No, because I think Xbox, from what I've seen, always has these good ideas, like games with gold, you know, or like a free weekend of games, which I'm sure like everyone else also does. But like, I remember Xbox doing that, And Xbox is very good at taking care of its customers. I think they treat everyone well. You know, even when I remember paying for Gold, people were like, "Oh, why would you do that when you can have PS3 for free?" I'm like, "Xbox Live is better." Like,
no, absolutely. Then all their accounts get hacked and they get DDoS. It's like, this is what we're paying for, so that doesn't happen.
I pay $60 because this stuff isn't I'm ready to rock.
Yeah. I think the new guard definitely is. I mean, there's a lot of things in the old days, like rendering of death, disc scratching, which is now going to court because it's been elevated. I think it's going to Supreme Court. I'm not entirely sure. But it's been, decided that, they need to rule on it, and that, some people from Microsoft even said, we knew it was a problem. It would have cost us, we could have fixed it by, making every console be 20, it's 25, 50 cents more expensive to make each one. Wow. But, we just didn't do it, and it's like...
Oh, great, that 25 cents here's is, the thing, though, millions of dollars.
I read the article, I forget, it was 2 weeks ago I came out, and I literally, I inhaled, and I'm like, my mom didn't believe me, because I was really mad, because I had MW2 back in the day, and I popped it in one day, I went to play it, it was always in my console, because I just never stopped playing it. I turned it on, I just wasn't reading it, I took it out, it's just all scratched up, and I'm like... I don't know what happened. I'm just like, I didn't do this. And then I'm like, hey, can I buy another copy? She's like, no, you... I asked her for money to do that. And she's like, no. It's like, you broke your disc. I didn't break my disc. I sat in this bed over here. I'm like, I knew it. I knew I didn't do it.
And so I guess, kind of put a small ribbon on this subject. Because I know, we have some other hits. And, we can only talk about, eight different specs long. Is I'm trying to think if with the coming months... What is Xbox, do you think, they're going to be advertising? Are they going to have a flagship game coming out? Because,
that's the other thing. They really need some first-party games.
And I know the other issue as well that I've been reading about, and I think a lot of people have on their minds is, if I keep my Xbox One, am I screwed? Because they're saying that the Xbox One's going to be supported, but, if this...
So all games that exist for Xbox One and 360 backwards compatibility get an upgrade visually without a download, which is great. Because PS4 Pro requires that the developer codes a specific thing or greenlight something so that it happens. This is just everything across the board automatically. No checks, no balances, just everything gets up-res.
Okay.
I think they'll still support. The Xbox One S has been selling really well. And again, I think this isn't what's trying to convert people. The Xbox S is for new people to jump from PS4 into Xbox, or people that haven't adopted either console yet.
Well, do you think, because, if they're making the world's most powerful console, and if it's that much stronger than the Xbox One, if I'm a developer and I make this super hardcore game that's going to push the limits of the Xbox Scorpio, can the Xbox One play it still?
Probably.
Do you think that'll
probably just be down-res like everything else?
Okay, so you think it should be fine.
Here's the thing. The reason the games can be up-res is because the console itself isn't what's performing properly.
Mm-hmm.
It's not yes, there are games like Mass Effect that has animation problems. It looks bad. But a lot of games, it's the reason you have tech demos where they're running perfectly and it's pre-rendered is because in those conditions, that's how it runs.
Okay.
And these consoles just aren't, again, we talked about this before, and everyone talks about this, consoles are never as powerful as the technology that's currently out. Look at a PC, and a PC can handle way more than a console can if they're all built in the same day with the best, if you take Xbox Scorpio when it comes out, and you build a PC on the same day for, the same manufacturing budget, you'll probably have a stronger PC.
Of course,
So I don't think it'll go to the wayside. Again, I think this is the premium console for the premium gamer. And if I had to bet money, I would bet the second they do an actual showcase on this console, they do a presentation, they're going to tote that as their advertising. This is for the hardcore game, this is for the premium gamer. This isn't for the kid in middle school or high school that doesn't have just has an allowance, so it doesn't have a rich family. This is for the poor college student. This is for the 20 to 30 somethings that have a job and have that extra money and decide they want to invest in this ecosystem because this is where they spend their time.
And I'm wondering, because I like the look of consoles. I like how they look. I think it's very
the architecture.
It's very interesting how they design it.
I love the PS4. Even though I'm not a PS4 guy,
yeah,
the PS4 architecture is great.
I do not like the Xbox One is basically a VCR. When I take it places, I'm like, this is just so annoying.
You're the only person I know takes it places.
Yeah. So. Oh, it just drives me nuts. It is just so big. And the Xbox One, the Xbox 360 is this perfect size. And I'm wondering, how do you think it's going to be small? Think it's going to be big? The Xbox One Xbox One S is very small. I saw that.
I think it will be smaller than the original Xbox, so smaller than that one over there.
Okay.
But probably bigger than the S. I would argue it is definitely bigger than the S.
Do you think it's going to keep the whole You're
gonna be a square.
Like I gotta say, you don't do it, but I know a lot of people who keep their Xboxes sideways.
On the side?
Do you do that? Well, mine I've never been on that.
Mine was the original one that didn't, like, all the new ones come with that side plate.
Okay,
you see. Mine didn't come with the side plate, so, like, I was never enticed to do that. Also, like, after the problems the 360 had with their disc reader, yeah. I feel like I just didn't know that disc reader was, like, really meant to function that way, so, like, I just never did that.
Because I know a lot of people do that, and I've seen that. I was never one of those people. I never did it like that. And I know the Xbox One S got rid of the touchscreen buttons, correct? They have the physical...
I like the touchscreen buttons.
Do
I'm
you?
A fan. I'm
okay.
A fan.
I am not sure, because I've had some issues with mine. I'm not, like, entirely sold.
I'm
but
the outcast when it comes to the Xbox, because I've never had problems with the, like, motion sensor buttons. Like, that's what I call them. I don't know what they're actually called. Maybe you're correct. I've never had problems with the Kinect. All the Kinect's voice commands will always work for me. It's like, I would literally come back from high school, start walking down the basement stairs, be like, Xbox, turn on. And it would just go on. Like, no problems. I'd be like, Xbox, play blank. Xbox, go to Netflix. And I would just do that while I'm doing homework. Like, if I wanted to, like, Xbox, go to Netflix, I'd, like, just be ready out of that problem. Like,
I think, to look at the Xbox One in hindsight, I think if they had walked out and made a powerful gaming console, and the only thing it could do besides play games was when I set Xbox on, it turned on. That would have been it. That to me was a step in the right direction. Like, when you say on, it'll turn on. I'm like, what? And, like, I did it.
That's the future.
Yeah, like, I did it from across the room. I was like, Xbox on. And it turned on. I said, oh, yeah, we're here.
We are here.
And that's what I'm saying. It's I think that to me was catered to gamers. Like, I've always wanted to turn on my console because you're walking down the steps. Exactly. You're walking, you have, like, your cup in your hand, you got your snack, and you're ready to sit down and go, oh, Xbox on. That's what I'll do. And it was, like, very convenient. But at the same time, you know, the Kinect is very clunky and stuff like that. But I think, you know, it's these little ideas that...
Oh, yeah, they didn't need the Kinect. Here's the thing. Yeah, they didn't need the Kinect for the voice commands. They should have just been able to do it through the headset.
Exactly.
You should just be able to talk to the headset and say, like, wear the headset, be walking downstairs, Xbox on. Like, I would have just literally, I would have, next to my coat rack, just had a table with my Xbox controller. So I would walk in, put up my coat, grab my controller, put on the headset, and Xbox on, and walk downstairs. And I would have just did that.
And do you think, the Kinect, probably, I don't think the Kinect's even supported with the Xbox.
No, there's no more Kinect. No, there's no Kinect in years.
You think,
no more Kinect.
Okay.
Now, interestingly enough, like, this and another topic you touched on that I want to move back into, actually, so I'm wrapping this up right away.
Sure.
VR and AR.
Okay.
Like, Microsoft HoloLens.
Yes.
That's the one theory is that HoloLens is going to be integrated with this, the same way that you can use the PSVR with the PS Pro. Like, the PS Pro is so specced out because it's supposed to be able to use PSVR to the fullest extent on, like, the regular PS4. And so the idea is that instead of having to buy a computer that can run HoloLens, this system can run it probably dumbed down and a computer could run it better. But, like, since it's within its own proprietary software and coding, it'll be able to dumb it down easier and run it at... Or maybe it won't even dumb it down.
No.
Again, like, we don't know what HoloLens is about. But, like, HoloLens is going to be a game changer if it's, like... If they come out, they did a presentation either before E3 or at E3, and they're like, how when HoloLens comes out, it'll be running on your Xbox Scorpio. Like, that's a game changer.
Yeah, Phil Spencer walks out wearing glasses, and he's like, oh, do you wear glasses now? Oh, no. Ba-doop. Hits him like
you
a game.
You do now.
Yeah.
Or, like, it just comes out with sunglasses, takes them off, the figures of HoloLens.
And, like, so do you think that maybe the Xbox Scorpio, maybe that Phil Spencer's sitting there going, okay, the Kinect flopped, you know, PlayStation VR is, you know, maybe, all this stuff is happening, all these, like, possible things, and he goes, okay, instead of us investing, you know, millions of dollars over 5 years and coming out with the Xbox, you know, 2, and this HoloLens and everything, and no one gets it, let's just make a stronger Xbox One. We can make it easy. We have all the architecture of the Xbox One. Let's just make it a bit better, and we'll try HoloLens and see how it goes. I think that's probably, that might be part of it as
well. Yeah, I think, I mean, if I don't know. The weird thing is they haven't talked about HoloLens a lot recently.
Yeah.
Microsoft as a company. If HoloLens is still a thing they are having a huge focus on, then a HoloLens will be integrated in Scorpio, unless, of course, Scorpio, for some reason, isn't powerful enough to run HoloLens.
HoloLens is something. So do you think maybe as well there's something else in the works? And maybe not another Kinect.
The biggest thing they need in the works is first-party games.
Okay.
What you touched on earlier that I wanted to come back to. Like,
sure.
Scalebound being canceled is bad. We have no idea what's going on with Crackdown. I don't think there's any other, like, first-party games that I can think of. No major ones, obviously. I can't think of them.
I'm telling
Halo 6, maybe?
6 years ago, there was not a day of the week where I was not Googling new games coming out. Like, new games coming out. Like, just trying to figure out, like, what's coming out, when. Because I feel like every day.
You just had Game Informer. And you'd see, and the Game Informer.
Was and I knew what was coming. I was excited. I was looking up trailers. And I was really excited. Nowadays, I was like, it'll just pop up. Like, I what I look forward to is next game with gold. Like, I look for, like, oh, what 10-year-old game am I getting next? Like, I can't. Yeah. That's what I look forward to. Because, you know, it no longer. Like, I'm just not looking forward to games. Like, there is no, like, I remember, like, when the Xbox 360 came out, I had, like, a PS2, and I was like, whoa, wait, I need Halo 3. Like, I need this new game coming out. Let's go sell this console. Like, I remember my friend had an Xbox, the original Xbox, and I was like, oh, I had a PlayStation. He's like, ooh, I'll get Halo for my PlayStation. He goes, oh, no, you can't. I go, wait, why not? And he's like, it's only on the Xbox. I'm like, what?
Buy PlayStation.
I'm like, I got an Xbox. And that's what I'm saying is, you know, where are these things that are going to make me go, I need the Xbox. Like, I need this game. I remember I had Gears of War. That was, like, a big selling point for me.
Yeah, it's crazy that Microsoft used to have such a dominating games present. And some of that is because they dove too far and they didn't, like, branch out. And now, like, you see, like, the Gears of War doesn't have the selling power it has anymore. Halo doesn't have the selling power.
Well, PlayStation, I think, did that where they went, okay, you know what? We don't have. I don't think PlayStation ever really had, like, a super. Like, this, I've never really been a PlayStation guy. Well, no, do they have a Master Chief? Do they have?
Yeah, like, I mean, like, they have like Uncharted. Zone. They have, like, Uncharted, yeah. Killzone. Yeah. But the thing is, they never, like, milked the shit out. I mean, maybe you can argue that Uncharted did, but Uncharted kind of leads itself, like, because it's a movie game anyway, to, like, make a lot of sequels. But, like, they kept diversifying. They had Jack and Daxter.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that they released in that whole series. Which I might have to go buy a PlayStation to play, because I really want to play that.
Yo, wait, have you ever played them before?
No, I have played them. I used to play my uncle.
Say, you ever played those? My goodness.
No, that's what I'm saying. I want to replay them, because I used to play with my uncle. Back in the day, but they had all these they had lots of franchises, Crash Bandicoot,
yeah, of course,
like all these franchises, but like they didn't just go all in on them. It's like, all right, here's a good one. If there's available, like we can make a good sequel, we'll make it. If not, let's move on to the next IP. We're gonna like have first party. And what Microsoft did was they saw Gears of War, they saw Halo,
Forza, Forza
is a different thing though, because it's like
it's not huge, but
it's a simulator. But it's a simulator. It's not like you have to like create a story and stuff like that. I mean, and realistically, Forza could just go multi-platform. There's like story games go exclusive because they retain funding to make the game.
Well, say, I remember when a good example for me was I looked when that game Journey came out and it was a PlayStation exclusive. I was like, why is this game exclusive? Like, why would Sony put money into saying you're only going to play it on our console? I remember watching gameplay and I was like, oh man.
I don't get this.
Like, I was like, I kind of want a PlayStation. I was like, sitting there, like, just because I was sitting there looking at my Halo 3, 4, 5, like my Gears of 2, 3. Like, you know, I was looking at all these games that I have, and I was sitting there, I'm like, where's my Journey? Like, where is this game where I'm like, oh my goodness, thank goodness I have an Xbox.
Yeah, like, the only, like, Xbox title that I can remember failing that was, like, a big Xbox title is Crackdown. Or Crackdown, like, 2 didn't sell that well.
I remember,
and that's because Halo
came out. Yeah, I never played Crackdown. I remember people were like,
Crackdown was good.
Like, they had like a very big following. I remember people like
this is a big sandbox game. It's kind of like GTA. It's kind of like GTA and Saints Row. Like,
but you're a police officer.
Yeah, it's kind of like a new Saints Row game. I don't know what it's called, but it's like in the Saints Row universe coming out. It's kind of like that, but like it was like an Xbox exclusive. But like that failed, and they like, but they didn't move on to a new game. Like, and because they're.
They doubled down on it. Crackdown 2,
Well, no. Crackdown 2 was one that failed. Crackdown 1 was fine.
Oh, Crackdown 1 was okay.
Yeah, sorry, Crackdown 2 failed, if I remember this correctly, because I played them all years later. Crackdown 2 failed because you bought Crackdown 2 just to get a code to download the Halo 3 beta. Oh. And so people were playing the shit out of the Halo 3 beta instead of playing Crackdown.
Okay, fair enough.
Or some shit like that. Like, something like that. I remember, like, people talking about before. I wasn't, like, into the ecosphere at that point. But the point being that when they had all the success with Gears of War, Halo, Forza, and all this stuff, they never diversified. They just went all, and now what you saw was they went and like got first party games. Like they made like the Tomb Raider reboot first party. They went and tried to make Scalebound. They made like a bunch of other smaller games here and there, and they didn't like do super well. But they never actually learned what failure was. They had so little failure in their first party titles that they didn't know what to do when the games flopped.
I was like, even when Halo 5. Like, Halo 5 wasn't as good. Like, I didn't buy Halo 5. But a crap ton of people bought Halo still. Like, even if it's not, like, good, even if it's, like, not, like, a critical success, even if people are like, oh, it's not a very good Halo game, everyone's buying it.
Halo 5 was a pretty good Halo game. Hold on. Halo 4 was a garbage Halo game.
But people still bought it. And that's the difference is where I think Xbox, they're almost like, even if our game isn't good, like, Gears of War 4, I didn't buy it. I think it looks good. I watch my friend play all the time.
Did so well at all.
But yeah, and that's the thing is, yeah, but even not selling well, I feel like I don't know how many copies it sold.
Oh, yeah.
But it still probably sold enough copies.
Other game developers were like smaller game devs, like, I wish I could sell as bad as the worst Overwatch. The worst Gears of War, the worst Halo. But for Microsoft, because they're investing money personally in that, it's a loss.
Yes.
It's like Call of Duty. Like you always hear what Call of Duty complains about, like, when their games will sell well. But Call of Duty, like, outsells every other game consistently when it comes to games that come out every year.
But so Activision's like, yeah, hold on a second. Where's our $1 billion?
Because they're looking at their stocks diving. Or not the stock, but, like, their money they're making diving. I think Microsoft, the biggest thing, Microsoft was never set up for that failure. And when they encountered that failure, they just didn't know what to do. They're like, I guess we'll just can it and maybe not do anything else. It's like, no, you have to learn that this is, like, it's art. Like, art doesn't always work out the first time. Like,
yeah, I think even when you, like, when I look at Gears of War 4, when I look at Halo 5, and when I look at, like, once these games start getting into higher numbers, I sit there and I go, what could this game have been? You know, like, you had this money that you invested into Gears of War 4, which was like, okay, yes, that could have been a sure thing. You know, that's a safer investment than, let's say, you know, this person's, you know, smaller game. But at the same time, I think Gears of War 4, I think there's this cap. Like, I think Microsoft looks like Gears of War 4 wasn't going to change the game. Mm-hmm. Like, there's no way Gears of War 4 came out and people are like, oh my God, this is the greatest game of all time. Like, this changes everything. Gears of War 1 did that. Gears of War 2 did that. Like, the Gears of War 1 and 2, they're like, Gears of War 1 did this whole new thing. Gears of War 2 improved it. And that's it. It kind of caps.
Yeah.
You know, you're not going to change the formula too much of Gears of War because then it's not that game anymore. So when games get up to like 4 or 5, like Call of Duty, what is Call of Duty doing that another, like, Infinite Warfare, people are like, why is this a different game? Just make it a sci-fi game. Just go all in on this other idea instead of making a Call of Duty. Because if you make a Call of Duty, then it has to have these certain formulas. Like, the multiplayer has to be a certain way.
It's not even it has to be. It's just cheaper to do it that way because everything.
But because that's what they're going to do. They're not going to sit there and go, make us a Call of Duty game, but make us a whole new multiplayer. Like, just change the whole entire thing.
We're just going to put Call... Just bring us Medal of Honor, and we're just going to put Call of Duty on it.
Yeah, and like even with the new one, where Call of Duty, they're going back to World War II, and I'm sitting there going, why is that going to change the game? Like, why?
Yeah.
That just makes something else.
I
mean,
I'm excited for it, because I was a big World of War guy.
But. Yeah, but I'm waiting for the Call of Duty World War II trailer, where they have jetpacks. Sure. They have jetpacks still.
No, that's not going to happen. I think they learned their lesson with this one. But I think they learned their lesson not because they got burned with, like, their sales, but more so how well Battlefield did.
Yeah, and even a World War War game, like, it took battles. Like, that
Also, in their defense, for people listening, based on how, like, development schedules go, I think Sledgehammer's making this one, right? Whoever's making it had to have been developing this before EA even announced they were going back for the new Battlefield. So, like,
yes,
it's
least,
not like they're even, like, copying Battlefield. It's like, this was already in the works. It had to be. Like,
yeah, because I even think that was an issue with Infinite Warfare. Was people are like, why are you doing this? Like, guy, we've been making this for 2.5 years.
Like, yeah, it's like we've been too late.
We've been doing this game.
Also, in their defense, it's not like you were doubling down on Advanced Warfare. It's not like with like Modern Warfare or Black Ops, where like you made a sequel. Like, it's like Infinite Warfare was like making Advanced Warfare again, and the problem with that was that, like, you didn't have the, like, direct success. Whereas, like, at least when they made Black Ops 2, there was a time apart where, like, there was actually time between when it came out and the dev for Black Ops 2 started to see the success of Black Ops 2. Whereas, like, you just doubled down on the sci-fi thing without even seeing if it worked in the first place.
Yes, and I think, you know, going back to what Xbox, I think, needs to bring to the table is I remember at the Xbox press conference, which I still, you know, they were talking about this focus on arcade games. I remember, like, there's that teacup shooter game.
It's still not even out. Yeah. I hear it's the best arcade game ever for the Xbox.
That's what I'm saying.
That no one has really got to play except for, like, YouTubers and, like, Get
Like,
Dads
I, that
stuff.
Was announced at least 2 years ago.
Yeah, Cuphead.
Yeah, Cuphead. I was thinking, like, I'm like, what?
It looks great. It looks great.
I was like, this looks fantastic.
It looks like Steamboat Willie, the rated R game.
Yeah,
rated M game.
I remember they were showing all of these arcade games, like, we're going to make this focus on arcade. Like, we want you to buy an Xbox, and not only are you getting the best first party, you're getting these arcade games that you can only get in the arcade, and I've yet to see, like, any of them on the arcade. Like, we talked about on the first podcast with We Happy Few. That game is still in preview. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
that's also their choice to be previewing it, though.
Yeah, but I'm wondering.
It's a little bit different, but yeah, you're correct. Sure.
I'm wondering, is, you know, if you're like with a Cuphead, if you're going to show me Cuphead And you know, you have to sell that to me. I need to play it because if I don't get to play it.
But also, is that Microsoft's fault or is that the publisher's fault?
I would agree. I think obviously there are more than. I'm not gonna say Microsoft's fault because I think it is on the publisher. It's on the developer.
Yeah, I feel like Cuphead specifically, because again, I'm hearing it's a good game. Yeah. So the question is,
why isn't it coming out?
Yeah, what's going on? Is it like the Final Fantasy effect where you just want to keep retuning it? Or is it actually like
you had one lot
to make this and we don't know?
Yeah, like, or you had one level in mind, you go, we have nothing else.
Like, yeah, it's a concept and you haven't fleshed out the concept. Yeah. You made a tech demo, pitched the tech demo, and then expected all this pressure to like, be all in. Like, yeah. I don't have a
and
plan.
I think if they come out with the Scorpio, they go, best console ever. They need to have something that is. I don't want to see Halo 6. I don't want to see Xbox Scorpio. Best console ever, Halo 6. Like, that could be part of it. Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, I think that's it.
Take Halo 6. Like, I'll be a scrub. That's fine.
Like, you need those. You need those games. I agree. But I want them to come out and be like, we have been making this game just for this console. And it's like, badoosh. Like,
Halo 6 is due to come out. It would be it like is. This year or next year.
Oh, I bet that'll be there at this point. Yeah. If you think they're not going to put Halo on this thing.
But it'll also be coming out on the regular console too. So like it doesn't actually help the Scorpio that's coming out as much.
But I think they need something where they go, we made the most powerful console so that you can play this.
And here are those games. Yeah.
And like points at the thing. And there's all these like, you're like, what is that?
There was a rumor that there was going to be a Red Dead tech demo that came out. But only the Forza one came out. But the Forza was rumored to come out with the Red Dead one. So theoretically, there's a Red Dead Redemption 2 tech demo coming out. Buy the Scorpio. Look how good this game is. Like, remember how good GTA looks on the PC? Here's Red Dead now, like, years after GTA 5 on the Scorpio. And it's like, look how great this is.
And do you think they'll... And I think also as well, I think Xbox...
Oh my god, Red Dead comes out this year. I just realized that. I'm so excited for that game. I just realized that.
And I think as well, Xbox... I think this also... If you bring out this new console, they've been doing updates... to Xbox Live. I think they've been doing some good updates.
Yeah, the updates, the newest one they just put in, where like they redid the home screen, they redid what the home button does and how that interacts with like game DVR or something. I really like it.
I will say, streamlined. The Xbox, I don't know, because I use the PlayStation. The PlayStation, my friend has that. And then, I don't know the history of like the PlayStation 3 and like the 4's dashboard.
The dashboard used to be a living nightmare from what I was told.
Like, I know for me, because I've had the Xbox, like, I've had a love-hate relationship with the dashboard.
You guys
were
the PlayStation when it was fine.
Like, now it's okay, but I remember with the Xbox, when the Xbox 360 first came out, there was like the tabs you had to flip through, then they switched it, and then they're doing all the switching. And
I think the difference was, though, based on what I was told from people who bought the PS4 when it came out, that it wasn't like even that, like, the Xbox One thing wasn't bad. It's just that we had the 360 screen for like 8 years.
Oh, so good.
And that had been so streamlined by that point that, like, having to deal with something that wasn't tested to the extent that the last iteration of the Xbox 360 thing was, like, such a knee-jerk reaction. But it was never, like, bad. It was just, like, you had to, like, re-acclimate yourself
to
it.
Now, do you think Xbox Scorpio comes out? Do you think they reinvest in the Xbox avatar? Or... or
no, I mean, that'd be something they would just do all across the board.
I mean, some people might miss that. Me,
I'm cool. Like, that's just like they would do across the board, though. There's no way to make it so it only works.
Because remember, even though
it does look like they're coming out with like a new console generation, it's still a Xbox One like iteration.
Like, I'll tell you, I remember going in when I had the Xbox. When I log on my Xbox 360, I get really excited. I still have it. I get really excited when my avatar like slides in. And
like, hey. I think mine just like pops up with like a hole in the ground, I think.
Yeah, I mean, that to me, I think.
The cool little things you would get with like pre-orders and stuff like too. Like I had an RC Falcon because I got the legend edition of Halo Reach. So like, my guy like starts like piling a little Falcon around.
Like, I remember when they first announced all of that. And, you know, I was like, what are they doing? And then I got into it. Because
they're trying to make a social network out of it too.
And I think that's what they should do with it. Not like, I think they should start moving towards that, because I think that my highest point with Xbox was during that time where you're making your avatar. You know, when you're in a party, it showed all the avatars all together, and like you would go and play 1v100, which I know you must remember. Did you play that? That was like the peak of Xbox.
Wait, what? No, I don't think I have. What was that?
So like, I don't know what they did it for. I think a month, and the way it worked is you ever watched TV show 1v100?
No, but keep talking.
Okay, so
I mean, maybe I have.
So the game host will ask a question to one person, and like if they get it correct.
Oh no, I do know this. I think I remember seeing it. Like,
so they
on
would
the
do it.
But I never played it.
So they would do it where everyone on Xbox would play 1v100 together.
Okay.
And there was one player, 100 like other players, and everyone got to play as well, and you could win Microsoft points, like a million Microsoft points. And it was this whole thing where, like,
I don't remember this
ever. It was huge. And, like, I think they did it for a month. Like, and they just got rid of it. But I remember all my buddies, and you'd be on a red carpet outside. Like, all your avatars would be.
I mean, anyway, to get free Microsoft points is great for me.
Yeah. Like, but I remember it was just a very, like, it was very weird. It was very, like, I thought very experimental. And I personally loved every second of it. And I remember I was just talking to my friend a couple days ago. He goes, you know what? I missed the 1 vs 100 on Xbox. I freaked out. I was like, oh, my God. And like, and that's what I'm saying is I think when, because even with the dashboard now, when I'm on the dashboard now, it's very, it's very conservative. It's just like, sure, it's purely a dashboard.
It feels very isolating and not very like,
yeah.
It feels very about you and it doesn't feel very much about like connecting a community. Like, yeah. It's not about connecting to other accounts. It's about tailoring to what you're about to do.
I think what it is the color. Like, when I go on my friend's PlayStation 4, he has this giant background, like whatever you want, like a galaxy or a game. And you can do that on your Xbox One kind of, but you get to pick like your theme color. But what was nice about the Xbox 360 was it was bright. It was very bright. Yeah. You had your avatar. Like, when I logged in to my profile, it was completely different from my brother's profile.
Right.
Like, they were two very different. And now when I log on, all that really changes is the color and what apps were open at the time when I go between me and my friends. And I think that as well is should be part of, I think the Xbox should really kind of just invest in making it a personal experience, like making it your console, you know, bringing it to be like, if you are a gamer and you buy the Scorpio, you are getting the best console. You are getting.
And I think it will because here's another thing also they haven't announced. That, like, if they're gonna go anywhere above $500, I think the Scorpio needs to come with a deluxe controller. It can't come with a base controller. I think it has to come with they have to have infinite of those selling around because those things have sold pretty well, but they haven't sold nearly as well as I bet they were hoping.
Did you buy a custom controller?
I haven't bought a custom one.
Are you looking into it? I know that was also...
Oh, I've seen them. Like, that's like mid-price. It's like below deluxe, but above regular controller.
Is it a better controller or is it a regular controller?
Just a regular custom.
Okay.
I think you can get deluxe custom too, actually. But like, I would get the deluxe. I heard the pedals and stuff are really nice.
What I'm saying is, you know,
If it's like $600 or more for this console, even $500, I think if you're already targeting to the biggest audience, if you give them this console and you don't give them the deluxe controller, that is a slap in the face. Like, oh, you're good enough for this console, but you know, go buy like the best controller for the best console.
Like, I think that's to justify that price point.
Yeah.
That's because, you know, it may not be marketed to the people who are, you know, not who are newer to gaming, but at the same time, if you make it the right price, like maybe $500 to like $450, someone who's looking for a console might go like, okay, I want to buy a console, PS4, you know, whatever it is now.
Another thing they should do also is above $500, you should offer like half a year of free gold.
Yeah,
like there's something like really free for you, basically.
I think at this point the goal of Xbox, because you don't have. Like, the Xbox 360 was outselling the PlayStation 3. So you could be a bit more lenient with what's going on. Because you have, you know, you have the ecosystem already. You have people.
Yeah.
Once you have
the monopoly.
Like, once someone buys an Xbox, you know, they're not going to be like, okay, I'm going to switch now. Because they already made the investment in Xbox. And right now, people have already invested in the PlayStation 4.
Yeah.
And so Xbox needs to do something. They can't just come out and be like, here's our $500 console and your regular controller. And you get nothing benefit. They should come out and be like, if you buy this Scorpio, because it's probably going to be a bit more expensive than a regular one.
Absolutely.
If you make the investment into our brand, you know, you get a deluxe controller. You get a lot. You get this exclusive game that, like, we've been working on the Scorpio. You get it for free. You know, it comes with the console. You know? Basically, I think their goal should be to get people to get an Xbox. That's not where they're, because they don't have the ecosystem right now.
Well, that's not even their goal right now, actually.
What should it be?
Their current goal, from what Spencer did, like, in interviews during holiday, when they were, like, toting Xbox S.
Sure.
I mean, their goal, I mean, obviously, if they get more people to adopt the Xbox, fine. He's not going to try to do that.
Yeah.
They're really invested in making money with the people that are there right now, though.
Really?
Which is, again, what this is about. It's about getting people who are already in the Xbox brand to spend more money to the Xbox brand.
Okay.
No. Commit. Because they already, it's, like, impossible. The lead PlayStation has at this point. It is impossible to beat them now.
Okay.
Not even beat them. It is impossible to come within like a reasonable amount of beating them. I'm gonna see what the current sales are, but like it's crazy. Like it's actually insane how much ahead total sales are. PS4 2017. January report of 2017 reports that numbers are saying that PS4 is selling twice as well as Xbox One overall.
Okay, so do you think maybe the Scorpio is laying the foundation to maybe stage So maybe they're like okay.
I think they've given up the war. I think they're winning the battle they can win.
They're like, okay, there's no way that we can, you know, the Xbox One, right? That, you know, this, you know, the Xbox 360. There's no way the PS2 is going to catch up. The Xbox
right.
One. So now the Xbox is like, okay, we're not going to outsell the PS4. Let's set the stage for the next one.
Yeah, that's I mean, that's definitely something they're probably thinking about.
Yeah.
I think the biggest thing, though, is that, like, so remember earlier when we're talking about how, like, so many game developers would love to sell their game as much as the worst Call of Duty.
Exactly.
The worst Halo, the worst Gears of War. I think that unlike Activision, who looks at the worst Call of Duty and complains over it and, like, makes excuses, I think Microsoft is looking at this and be like, this is still good. We can work with this. We just have to say to ourselves, we're not going to be making money off adoption. Now we need to take these people who have given us their commitment and we need to reward them so they'll spend more and more money.
Well, they did that. I remember when they did that with, what was it? I think it might have been the Xbox One, when if you had your Xbox for 10 years, they just gave you a free Xbox. I think you got a free Xbox. No, you got the free 360 Slim. You got the new one. You remember that? I think if you had 10 years of gold, you got a free Xbox back when it first came out. That definitely was a thing that happened.
I don't remember anything like this, but I'm not saying you're not right.
I think so. I remember this being a thing. There you go. Yeah.
They got theirs for 10 years of Xbox Live.
Yeah, it's just
for gaming. 10-year anniversary top VIPs. They got theirs more limited edition Xbox 10-year anniversary consoles. Okay. Jesus.
Yeah, a lot of people had Xbox.
Game socializing, years. Rewarding what they're doing. Recommended Xbox Live tip anniversary by giving away rewards, Microsoft Live facts about their experience. We also give away.
Yeah, 10-year anniversary console. Yeah.
But yeah, but it's like top people. It wasn't.
Oh everyone. Yeah, not even, yeah.
It wasn't even everyone that had it for 10 years. It
that
was like,
yeah, it'd be a lot.
Yeah, it was literally looks like 8 people here got them.
Okay. Sorry.
I was so like, there's no way. Like, okay, not everyone. That's so much money they were just giving away. I knew you weren't wrong, but I was like,
so not all
like 10 years isn't that big of a like a jump considering Xbox was the first like social gaming console. Like,
so I think stuff like that, where if you as a company, you know. Again, that's what people are like, why are you... I bought an Xbox One purely because PS4 may have been better. You know, PS4 may have done all these things. But I bought the Xbox One because I looked at, A, my gamer score. I was like, you know what? Can't leave that behind. Been working on that for too long. You know, my friends, my community. And the community, like, Master Chief, you know, the Gears of War. These series meant something to me. You know,
yeah.
They are a part of my identity as a gamer. You know, Xbox... You know, being a member of it keeps track of how many years I've been on Xbox Live. You know, to me, being a part of Xbox is being a part of a community. You know, I appreciate what Xbox has given me, and so I go, yeah, I'm gonna buy the Xbox One because I'm on the Xbox team. You know that you don't abandon your team just because they're losing. And that's,
well, I mean, some people do.
Sure, but that's why I didn't get the PS4. Like, it's like I'm not going to abandon, my fan group. I don't want to abandon my team. You know, like where would I be? Because again, I think because for moments like those 10-year consoles where you go, you will be rewarded for your loyalty to your company. And that's what I'm hoping with this Xbox Scorpio is maybe they come out and they go, you know what, for those who bought, maybe for you, or if you bought the day one Xbox, you know, you get $100 off. You know, bring in.
I mean, that's extreme.
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah. But yeah, like what I'm saying is, bring in your day one console.
Oh, sorry, you mean traded? Yeah, sure. That's what I'm hoping for. It's
bring it.
I'm hoping they don't say it's a day one console. I'm hoping they're just like, bring in an Xbox One. Traded towards Scorpio, you get this set amount, and it's for all of them, hoping that it's going to be, like, more of the new ones, because there's more of the newer ones on the market than the old ones, and then me having the old one gets the reward of, like, trading in this thing that's worth way more as traded than anyone's going to buy.
Exactly.
Straight cash value,
cause
like...
Because if I'm Phil Spencer, or, you know, the marketing team, you might go, okay, if we sell this for $500, you know, we might be selling it at a loss or whatever, and we go, okay, how about if we give people $100 off for... Yeah, but they get their old Xbox. You might go, okay.
I mean, that's up to the distributors, too. That's not really up to Xbox.
But,
that's up to, like, GameStop.
But stuff like, if you do some type of incentive where you're trading in your old Xbox, you know, you may lose money, but at the same time, how excited are you going to be? You're going to be, oh my gosh, yes, this is so great. This is what I get for investing in my Xbox early on.
Mm-hmm.
I get my world's most powerful console for cheaper. You know, I am being rewarded, and that will help people. Hey, maybe people who have an Xbox 360 might be like, wow, okay, you know what? Maybe I should go take this next step up. You know, maybe I should... Yeah, I think it'll get people who are on the fence to come forward. It'll get people who are already there to get excited. I think that's part of it as well. Is like, I think the Xbox community isn't excited by the Xbox One. So
rightfully so in a lot.
Yeah. So I think the PS4 is good. So if you're a PlayStation fan, so not only so your friend group, let's say your friends are looking for a console to get. If you're playing the PlayStation 4 and you are loving the PlayStation 4, your friends are going to buy a PlayStation 4. So if I'm playing the Xbox, I'm like, it's okay. Like, I'm an Xbox guy. So if you're not an Xbox guy, you wouldn't like it. Then you're not buying it. My friends
are not
buying
it. It's like being a DC guy right now when it comes to the movie. It's like, I like DC, but the movies, man.
Yeah, like I wouldn't be, don't go see the movie if you don't want to see it. If you don't like if you don't like Batman, don't go see it. But if you're like, if I'm sitting there and I get this Xbox One S, I go, oh my God, you got to get it. Like, it's life changing. Because my friend with the Switch has been doing that, where he bought the Switch and he's like, this is the best. I love it. Buy it. Like, every day he's telling us to get one because he's just so tired of dealing with one. But that's, you know, there is also that selling point that advertising can't get to.
There's, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Like,
there's advertising and there's marketing, but then there's also the idea of, if I buy it and I love it, that means someone else is also going to buy it just because of my love for it. So I think, you know, we've definitely been talking about the Xbox One and the Xbox for a while, but I think we can kind of agree on Xbox has to come out of the gate not only with this powerful console, but almost with this bringing the community back.
Oh, absolutely.
This, we are Xbox. This, you know, this is what we
are Xbox.
Like, this
how,
is...
How much would it cost to license that for Xbox?
A lot.
I don't know. I think they have more money than they do. Than farmers...
True.
Our insurance does.
But as I'm saying, you know, come out and say, you know, this is the console that we meant to give you. This is, like, you know, almost apologize for the Xbox. It's not bad, but, you know, be like, this is what we want to give you. You know, we experimented. Like,
this is what we wanted to do. We didn't do it, but here's how we're going to do it right now.
Yeah, like, we want to give you this all-around entertainment console. We didn't do it right. You know, we've looked hard. We looked inside, and we said, we're a gaming company. You are gaming people. The people who have been here for 10, 15 years, whatever, have been gamers. Here is the world's most powerful gaming console, bang! And here is
what was that? Wait, what was that? Was that?
That was me dropping. That was me plopping.
You said like banging. Yeah, I didn't know if you like the console's banging or like you're making a sound effect.
Oh no, the console's banging. This is me dropping on your desk and it's broken now. But
dropping this fat console.
Yeah, or thin one. And then Phil looks behind them and goes like, "Look at this awesome game!" And like it's.
And he turns back around. The glasses are already on.
Oh yeah, yeah. He has the glasses on.
How did they get on his face?
He goes, he points at the screen and there's like nothing playing. He goes, no one's playing. He goes, oh, right, it's in my glasses. And then like something like that, just something.
And if you look under your chairs right now, there are Microsoft HoloLenses.
Exactly. You know, I think if they need to make it fun. It can't be this, you know, here's what we're doing. You know, they're also robotic. You know, if they come out and have fun with it. Then I remember a lot of Xbox consoles.
Their last press conference at E3 was pretty good. I really like the last one.
And that's what I think. I think they come out and they're like, I think that they're coming out in the loser position of like the console war. You know, not in the, you know, they can take risks.
Oh yeah, I would say even Nintendo's above them right now. To be honest, just the fact that not just expectations, but also like what they want out of it. Like, Microsoft is such a higher bar set because they are Microsoft. It's not just about the Xbox division. It's about the company as a whole. Yeah. And also the fact that they used to be the top and Nintendo isn't even competing with them in the same way they're competing with PS4. I would say Nintendo right now is doing, like, way better than them.
Exactly. I think it's just, you know, we've been saying it, you know, Xbox has to go back to what they know, which is the gaming community. You know, not trying to sell it to my mom and dad. Be like, hey, you can watch cable on it. My dad has cable. He does not need anything.
Hey, cool kids, you want to trade sweet memes? I have a rare Pepe in my backpack.
Yeah. You know, it's just come out with this console and be like, play games on it. And if you have an old Xbox One, we'll give you $50 off or something. We'll figure out some way. We'll give you $50 off gold. We'll give you some free game. You know, just give us the incentive to come back and to play. And, you know, even give an incentive to those who maybe are a little, you know, who are.
If you reactivate your if you reactivate your gold console, like this holiday season, if you reactivate a gold account, we'll give you like 3 months for free.
Exactly. It's just something to get people playing.
Yeah. Here's something I was thinking about recently when it comes to, like, because again, one of the biggest things, obviously, doesn't matter how good the system is, doesn't matter how much they apologize, if they can't line up publishers to make great exclusive games, then they're not going to be able to pull a lot of stuff off. Imagine a world where they didn't burn Bungie and Destiny was an exclusive for Xbox. Considering they're also making it for PC now, in which case it would have been the easiest development ever if they only had to make it for Xbox and PC. Think about what that world looks like right now.
I'm trying to think. You know, Destiny. I think. I remember when Destiny was first announced. Like, I remember Destiny was announced, what, years ago? Like, it was a while. Like, I remember they first kind of brought it up.
It came out on 360 before it came out. No, I think it came out at the same time. It was one of the, like, was it a launch game? God, I'm going to look this up right now.
So I think Destiny could have been... Because I remember it was very, like, I remember there's a whole lot, like, you know, there's game theories, you know, there's a lot of these, it's almost like No Man's Sky to me, where...
It came out September 9th,
2014. So
I'm going to look at how far after release. Like, I think it was a year after release.
And I just don't think Destiny did it for me. I think
one year after release.
So, I mean, I don't think Destiny was very good. Like, I didn't really like it. I mean, I never
really... I really liked it.
Did you?
I thought it was really
like,
good.
Like, I tried playing it. Like, I think
I got out of it at some point because I'm not, like, huge. I'm that guy who, like, has played World of Warcraft multiple times from, like, starting, level zero and just grinding up, like... I don't want to grind anymore. I don't like super grinding games. So when it gets to the super grind part, and that's what Destiny happened. Like, I got through the story, and I got to the point where it's like just grinding infinitely. I'm like, I'm done. I'll go play something else.
Like, I think there, I do think that is a different world though. If Microsoft, you know, looks at Bungie and goes, "What's your idea for Destiny?" and they go, "This huge giant idea." He goes, "Okay, Xbox One's coming out in 2013. We'll give you 4 years. You know, make this. We'll give you 4 years. Make us something big.
And we'll help you integrate the PC too.
Yeah, give us something big." And I think Destiny comes out differently. But I think if Bungie, because Bungie, it's Activision, correct? Activision was involved.
Publishes the game.
Destiny?
Yes.
Yeah. See, boom. That's all I need to hear. Like, Activision looked at Destiny and they probably were like,
well, because in that universe, Microsoft was publishing.
Well, so in the alternate universe where Microsoft is involved with Bungie,
where they're just like, hey, we know you don't want to, like, he was like, they were just pushing so hard for Bungie to keep working on Halo that they just shooed them away, and they would just been like, all right, you paid your dues. 343 will take it up. You can work on whatever you want under us. Like, it would have been so easy. It would have been so easy.
I think Destiny comes out as a different game. I think it comes out completely differently. And I also, I think it's the next Halo. I think that's what it could have been. I think that could have been the next Halo. I look at Destiny now. I've played it a few times. I don't own it, but I've played it a few times. And I look at it and I go, this could have been so much.
Like, it's just because I want to have another day when, like, about, like, games who, like, so, like, people have fucked up on. And I'm talking about the people who, like, play a game. Like,
oh, yeah.
Have you ever, like, read about, like, pre-release Minecraft? Like, how many publishers they took Minecraft to who said, we're not interested in this game?
Oh, yeah.
And, like, now it's, like, the biggest selling game ever of all time?
Yeah,
like,
I mean...
how many developers or publishers are kicking themselves in the butt that they said no to, like,
I mean, yeah.
Like, Minecraft?
That, like, definitely. That should be our next spot. We'll do it for next week. But I think in regards to the Xbox One and, you know, being sold differently, I think Destiny comes out for the Xbox One. They got Xbox exclusive from the makers of Halo, Destiny, RPG, MMO, yada, 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 whole universe.
Raids!
Like, open world, you know, everything that it was meant to
have. Nathan Fillion!
Like, and this crazy story, I think you have a game-changing game. But in reality, now you just have...
Yeah. And the other thing was, they just believed in Halo so much, like, this is a Halo clone, like, we can't have two Halos, like,
yeah,
that conflicts, and it's like, no, but, like, Halo isn't Halo anymore, like, it's done, but after Reach, there's, like, nothing more you guys should be doing.
Like, I think Destiny 2 will hopefully, I don't know what to expect from Destiny 2, I mean, I don't know what it's going to bring to the table in general, but I do think, you know, I think Xbox has to realize that there has to be this, I'm sure they have games in their library.
I mean, I'm hoping.
I'm sure they must have something that's being developed where they're like, okay, this is our selling game. Like, they need an Uncharted. They need something where people just look at, like, I look at Uncharted and I go, I want a PlayStation. Just so I can
I
play
think they were game. Hoping Tomb Raider was going to do that, though, and it didn't.
I mean, I played Tomb Raider. I mean, I don't know what they expect that game to do. I mean, it was very by the books. Like, I liked it, but I was like, it wasn't doing anything. It was okay, great. It was basically Uncharted. Like, it's exactly what it was. And I was like, but it didn't do. But even Uncharted did it differently. Uncharted was like, to me, Uncharted, I mean, it isn't like, you know, how do you describe Uncharted? It's like a movie game.
It is. No, it's, like, that's why I said earlier. Like,
yeah.
Uncharted is like, a reason you can make a lot of Uncharted sequels and people won't bitch about it is because it's a movie. It's like making more Indiana Jones films. Like, no one, unless you really fuck up what the characters are, like, unless you take, like, the new Indiana Jones movie, the newest one, and you see, oh, they fucked up Indy, they fucked up all, like, what Indy is about, what the character's about, what the story's about, that's when people complain. But as long as you don't fuck up the story and the gameplay is on par with gameplay, then it's fine.
Like I think, like, for example, Tomb Raider, and comparing it to Uncharted is almost like, you know, it's just, I remember Uncharted, and the reason why I think it's so popular is, you know, the animation, the graphics. It did so many things. And it had this atmosphere and the character. You know, it did. It was a all around good game that did what it did very well. And I looked at Tomb Raider while I was playing it, and it was just it was just a third person shooter. It wasn't doing anything. It was very bland. It was very just by the book. And, you know, it never did anything to the point where even
it was
like
doing a lot of things, but it never felt like the things it was doing mattered.
Yeah. Like when I remember playing Uncharted and Target, and like it was basically a third person shooter. Like it was, you know, but I was playing, I was like, wow, like this just looks cool. Like it just feels good. Like the animation
feels like you're in a movie.
Yeah, like they just did it's like every animation
and not in the bad way where it feels like you're not playing the game.
Yeah.
But like it feels like you are immersed in a movie.
Yeah, like I remember they're like I'm reading an article in Game Informer, like for the first Uncharted, and they're like there are 40 animations for each piece of cover. Like they're all different. And there's like 30 different reload animations.
Exactly.
Like it just felt different. And I think that's what that is what the Xbox is missing, is there is nothing coming out that I have seen where I'm like, oh my goodness, like this is like, I think Titanfall was that for a little bit, but Titanfall, you know, also as well didn't have, like they didn't put the budget into Titanfall. I think that they, like if they,
I think Titanfall's problem is on the EA side though, and not on the Microsoft side.
Yes. Oh, I agree. Like I think that's what it comes down to, is people like Activision and EA are like, I want this game out now. Like, and get this game out.
Aside from the fact that they never had failure and they went all in on their properties, all the big Microsoft titles, excuse me, all the big Microsoft titles are mostly worked in-house within or in conjunction with Microsoft Studios.
Yeah.
Whereas, again, we've talked about before that PlayStation, one of the biggest things is that PlayStation doesn't make their own first-party games. Except for, like, Metal Gear.
This is under their umbrella.
Yeah, like, except for, like, Metal Gear is, like, the only thing I would consider is, like, a Sony, and, like, Knack, and, like, games like that. Like, is a Sony game. Uncharted is a Naughty Dog game. It's not a Sony game.
Yeah, I think maybe that's what I think Xbox should do. I think Xbox should go out and instead of trying to be like, okay, where's a new game? Let's get that developer, get him under Microsoft, get him all under us. They should look around and go, like, what are you making?
But that's hard right now. Like, I mean, again, like Microsoft burned so many people, and not even that they burned so many people, but like, because like not them, no, Nintendo burned a lot of people. Microsoft didn't burn a lot of people, but they let down a lot of people.
Yeah, and as well, you know, when you're Xbox, think of the position you're negotiating from.
Yeah, whereas exactly.
It's, yeah, you go, we want your game to be exclusive on the Xbox. They go, well, why? Like, you have less people than PlayStation 4. I have access to the PC marketplace. I have access to all these different places. Like, why would I let my game go on this one console? That's so archaic.
And from a monetary standpoint also, when it comes to capital for this kind of thing, as a lot of people know, or if you don't, Sony has different divisions of Sony that are all different stock markets. Sony Entertainment is different from Sony, if you look at the stock market. Microsoft doesn't have Microsoft Entertainment. It's everything is Microsoft. And so if you're pulling out resources to make games, that's pulling away from, like, everything else Microsoft was doing. And those divisions aren't okay with that.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, that's always been... I remember my friend who is... a CS major, Braden, he is very, you know, he follows Xbox. He goes, that's the big issue with Xbox is it's just pulling money from Microsoft. Like, the only reason Xbox is able to function so well is because they have this, you know, billion-dollar company.
Right.
That's just keeping them afloat. They're just throwing money at it. And I think that's the issue as well, is Xbox has to be able to function in its own. And I think that comes from, you know, instead of them trying to get companies to develop under the Microsoft name, you know, like, you know, Bungie worked under Microsoft. Just look at a developer and go, make us a game. Like, we'll give you money to put together a game specifically.
It's not even that. It's like, just make whatever game you want, but make it for us.
Yeah, I think that's...
I think they need to be hands-off. I think it's my biggest thing. I think from what I've seen and what I've read, Microsoft's been too hands-on. They need to be hands-off.
Well, yeah, Microsoft isn't a gaming company.
Right, exactly. Microsoft, they need to be like... Yeah. Obviously, our games at Microsoft Studios aren't selling well anymore. So we obviously don't know what's going on, but you guys do. So we'll give you the infrastructure, but you guys do what you want, but you have to meet these due dates. So
I think that's the thing. It's look at, like, Microsoft is a software company, their hardware. Like, Microsoft is good at doing certain things. So I think there are companies who would love to have access to Microsoft's capabilities, you know, and their resources. Companies would love that. A little indie developer, like Microsoft, goes, come make a game for us. They go, okay, but then they also go, ooh, but Microsoft burns people. But if Microsoft just goes, hey, we want you to make a game. We're going to give you the money. It's your game, whatever you want with it. Just have it done in 2 years. That's our only thing we ask. We give whatever you want. That's a different conversation than come to Microsoft, come under Microsoft, and if your game's a hit, get ready to make 10 more of them. You know what I mean? That's different. Those are two different conversations. And I think that's what Xbox has to start doing, is realizing that, yes, they may be Microsoft, they may have the resources of Microsoft, but they have to act as if they are by themselves.
Yeah.
And I think that's, I mean, and I think maybe the Xbox Scorpio is that step of going, like, okay, you know what? Xbox is gaming. We're not doing all this other stuff. Yeah, we can do whatever we want, but we gotta get gamers in.
And you see how they're trying to keep it afloat by now trying to control the gaming division. I know you're not control it, but like with the unison of like, oh, you can stream to Windows 10 computers, and now you have like the screenplay on Windows 10 computers, and how they're trying to bring, they have the Xbox Live Store on Windows 10 computers now. And you see how they're either trying to keep it afloat by merging these two departments, or they're saying you can stay alive, but now you report to them basically. Like yeah. That's scary, because now it's like, it's showing that they're either slipping or that the wrong people are now leading the charge, aside from Phil Spencer, who obviously is one of the right
people. Well, yeah, I don't see anything wrong with integrating,
But it's been done very poorly. I'm going to tell you right now.
Well, I think even with the Xbox One, I feel like, it's the Xbox One dashboard is almost designed like Windows. Like, it has those tiles are very, like, I had a Windows phone when I was younger. Yeah. That's exactly what the Xbox dashboard is. Where I'm like, don't do it like that. People don't want that. Like, we want the... It's an Xbox. It's not a computer. Like, it almost... Like, the Xbox is almost designed...
Remember when you lost Grand Theft Auto 3 because you were too afraid that it was going to make the Xbox look like a computer? That is what you were doing right now.
Yeah,
because,
navigating the tiles, I'm like, I should just have a mouse. Like, if I had a mouse, it's perfect for that. The tiles.
Like, also, if you buy on... This was a huge thing when... I think it was Call of Duty. Or one of the multiplayers came out this last holiday season. If you bought it on the Windows Store on the computer, you could only play with people who bought the Windows Store on the computer. You couldn't play with Steam players.
Yeah.
Even though you're all using the same, or theoretically should be using the same servers, you can only play with people who bought it on the Microsoft Store, and that percentage of people was so low, they demanded refunds. It's like, there's no one to play with.
Well, yeah, I think as well, why does Xbox need a store for their games? Besides, obviously on an Xbox, you need the Xbox Marketplace. But if you're making games for the PC... them on Steam. Like, I think all their games are on Steam.
They are Steam now. They're starting to give into that.
That's
now.
What I'm saying. Is real.
But at the same time, they're still pushing the Windows Marketplace on PCs. Why? You can't do both.
What? That's money you don't need to spend. Steam is there. Every gamer uses Steam. Go to Steam. Go to where your gamers are. Just, your goal at Xbox is to make the Xbox, and Microsoft Studios needs to either A, start making better games, or B, go, we're no longer making games. We are going to find games. We're going to go find people who are making games, and we're going to get them to make them for us. And we're going to make sure that they are comfortable doing that, because right now, that's not happening. Right now, it's...
Absolutely.
Right now, the Xbox is barely staying afloat, just because I think it's running on the brand name. It's running on
Microsoft.
Yeah, it's running on... Yeah, if it wasn't Microsoft, I think they're in trouble.
I think also the fact that it's a... That's what pisses me off. Technically, for you Nintendo fans, is a three-pony race: Nintendo, Sony, and Microsoft. However, because again, Nintendo themselves admittedly are not trying to compete directly with them, it's a two-pony race, and if they drop out, they're just giving Sony an entire, basically a pseudo-monopoly on the entire ecosystem, aside from, like, Steam.
Yeah.
And, like, there's just so much money to be made because there isn't, like, a Sega Genesis anymore and stuff like that. And Nintendo isn't trying to directly compete with them. There's no reason to drop out, because when you're winning, you're making so much money. So, like, there's no reason to drop out just because you're losing right now, because there's only one other person you have to beat.
Exactly.
You don't have to beat four companies. You need to beat one other company.
Yeah, I mean, I think even with the Wii as well, like, for years now, it's just been, like, the Wii is there. But the Wii is, like, not even, like the Wii is making a lot. And the Wii, like, was, like, stealing the show. Like, is making all this money. All people were buying it.
Because all the casuals are buying it.
Yeah, but that was it.
People who don't even usually give the money.
Yeah, that was it. That was the difference, was people were like, wow, it's beating Xbox. I'm like, it's not really beating it. It's just getting all these people who just never bought a console before.
I always thought this was a joke at first. Like, there was like, oh, they found this situation where they didn't. They wrote a news story on this. I remember when I was with my one grandmother, we were trying to find her, like, a new place. We were helping her, my dad and my mom were helping her find a new place, a new home to stay at, because their old one was, like, getting too expensive. We were looking at like, a bunch of them in one day, and two of the three of them had a Wii's in their room for, like, and this is a place where, like, 55 plus, and I'm just like, oh my god, it's real. Like, I always thought that was a joke that, like, oh, this one senior citizen center had, like, a Wii. Like, no, they're, like, I walked in, they're playing Wii bowling, these, like, 60-year-olds, like, canes, and stuff. I'm like, what?
Well, yeah, and that's what the console, and that's what I'm saying, even the Nintendo Switch isn't, like, my friend who bought it that hasn't had a console in years, and it's just... Again, Xbox isn't losing anything. If they made a very, very bad console, like, clearly bad, it's only one other person you're going against. I'm probably still going to buy it, like, because I don't want
to
buy a PlayStation.
Someone's going to buy it.
Yeah, and I think we should just join Xbox's marketing team, obviously.
Yeah, just hire us, obviously. Like, literally.
But I think,
Xbox is a YouTube channel. That's what they need, like, a real YouTube channel is what they need. Did you see that? Really, I think they had a really cringy, like, Let's Play they put up. It was either them or PlayStation. I might be PlayStation.
The cringiest Let's Play I've ever seen will always be The Division. And like when they're all like being tactical, like they're like, oh yeah, this is our, these are four friends playing.
Oh,
The Division.
You mean on stage.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, like, I forgot who it was. There
like,
was
reloading. Like, watch out. So, oh, watch out, Frank on the left. I'm like, who talks like that?
I'm pretty sure that was the one. There was one of them that year where they had like, it was like soldier gameplay and they had the people on stage and like they're communicating, but like you could tell that like
it was all recorded.
It was like, you know, they were just mouthing the words. Yeah. Like, and it was all like pre-recorded ADR and stuff, and I'm like, Jesus Christ.
Oh yeah, I mean that, and that's, yeah, I remember that. Yeah, that was the worst. Yeah, that's,
well, I think it's a good place to wrap up on.
I agree. So let us know what you guys think about the Xbox. What do you think the Xbox Scorpio should do, is going to do? Are you excited?
What should Microsoft be doing?
Yeah. Or are you a PlayStation person, and are you even convinced to go?
And why are you like, what specifically for you is why are you at PlayStation, not Microsoft?
Exactly.
Constructive criticism, please.
Please, yeah.
Oh, one last thing I want to end it on that I forgot to bring up in this conversation is that, like, you know, it's like the Xbox is doing bad because, like, as much as people complain about it, everyone loves a good console war.
Yeah.
It's the same reason you like sports team. Like, everyone loves to slap their big, like we're in Philadelphia. Like, slap their big Eagles dick, and you know, the Eagles are a terrible football team, on the table, and like, be like, we're the best. Whoa, we got a lot. Just like, get in the fights because you want to just be like repping your team. But like,
yeah,
you know it's bad when like you don't even see the Microsoft, like the Xbox people really even fighting the console war anymore, because they already like have like resumed to the, like, resigned to the fact that like you're just so far behind. You're just so bad.
Oh, yeah, exactly. And,
you know, and that's sad because like.
And.
It should never be like, the console war should exist because it means the fan base is healthy.
Yes, and
even if it's toxic.
I think hopefully the Scorpio is that first step to fixing everything. So I hope you guys enjoyed the episode. Check out the other episodes. The first two are on iTunes if you have an iPhone. You can listen to those first two. The rest are on YouTube, and you can check out our other videos as well. And that'll do it for
me. Where can they find you at, Jack?
Oh, geez. You can find me at the Red Bear.
You can find me at the Bunny Mike.
And yeah, thank you guys for listening.
Got the power down. Peace.